had a set of standards, I think, which you felt important.
Well, yes, because having heard the other people's tapes, we found that it wasn't quite what we wanted, and we wanted... Well, I'm sorry, I'm stating there. I wanted somebody to read that I could understand from proper English.
Yes.
And Sue Lawley was my ideal of somebody to read to me that I could understand and follow. Not go off in a slang, just ordinary plain English. And that's what Peter and I aimed for, and that's when we advertised for people who would like to help to read for blind and partially sighted people, to record just a little message on a tape recorder, if they had one, or if it was on their radio, just yes. to use that.
So more or less as a little audition.
That's right. It did end like that, as an audition. So they just sent in a small message, or read something from a paper, or a newspaper, or magazine, just so that we could hear their ordinary speaking voice, as long as they sent their own name and address as well.
Yes.
And then Peter and I think a couple of others, of volunteers, started listening, and we picked out the people we would like to come and try again. And that's really how it started, on the basis of plain speaking.